I've actually had to do this twice, so I'm going to have to share with you twice, okay? So I thought, well, there's so many great verses in this. And I thought, well, in my humble opinion, the 11th verse is the key verse. And it says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, or some translation says void. I really like that word, void. You know, it kind of gives a better, it's kind of deeper than just empty, right? But will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And I thought, well, that verse sums up the whole chapter. Maybe it's not the key verse. Maybe it just kind of sums up the whole chapter. And then I was like, well, I can't make up my mind on that. Which one is it? And but then I started reasoning with this on those two thoughts, and I thought, I'm not so sure about either one of those now, because the whole chapter is about the Word of God. If you read kind of between the lines with this, the whole chapter, every bit of it is screaming the love of God through Jesus Christ. Every bit of it. Because Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. And the whole chapter is the Word of God. And I know it's in the Old Testament, but it's still about Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all things. He is the glory of God. He is the Word of God. He is the will of God. And I think Peggy was talking about the will of God. So especially the will of God. So what Christ has done will not return void. It will not come back empty. It's going to accomplish what God has sent him to do. And so, and again, this is my first time through. My observation is, are you observing all that there is in Christ? Because if you look at every one of these verses, it's something that Christ has fulfilled in every one of these verses. You know, the free grace that Harriet spoke about. You know, the covenant that she spoke about. You know, all these things, you know, that each one that God did. The enduring love, the thorns that Bobby talked about. I mean, it's all of that, right? Seeking the Lord while he may be found, as Carol talked about. You know, knock and it'll be answered. You know, if we come to God, if we look for him, he will do, right? So, are you observing all that there is in Christ? Are you observing and taking in all of the benefits of this relationship with Christ? Because it's so much more than what we are giving it credit for, right? Listen to Tim Brannon's message Sunday morning, which was fantastic. And he said something to the effect of, you know, if all your, and I'm paraphrasing here, but if all you're wanting out of this is to go to heaven, you're missing out on so much more, right? We're missing out on so much more if that's all we're looking for. There's this great life that we have with God, the joy that comes with a relationship with him. It is God's will that you do so, that it's his will that you have all of these benefits. Jesus died on the cross so you could have it. All of it. Not just, and when I say just, not just heaven, but it's not just that. It's everything. It's the whole enchilada. So, but at least, at the very least, have you at least received the enduring love of God that will last forever? And then we went goofy golfing. And I saw something else in the scripture. I know. It's strange and fascinating, but I'll explain. So anyway, well, we were down in Mexico Beach. Cameron and his family, they live in Marianna, Florida, and they wanted to go goofy golfing in Panama City. And so we met them in Panama City at Goofy Golf, which is established in 1950, okay? According to my handy-dandy math in my brain, that's 74 years. And I shared this with your dad this morning. So anyway, we were walking through there, and there's this really weird tree that's there. It kind of resembles a pine tree, but it's kind of looks like it's so pretty it's not real looking, okay? You ever seen one of those trees? You're like, is that really a real tree? But it's also like twisted and gnarled and, you know, all this crazy shapes and stuff like that. And we're like, what on earth kind of tree is this? And so with my handy dandy phone, I took a picture of it you know, these phones do the craziest things. It'll tell you what kind of tree it is. And so it's a juniper tree. And I was like, a juniper tree? Do they even have those around here? And I got to thinking, I'll bet this tree has been here since 1950. Think about all of the stuff that it's seen and endured, right? How many rugrats has hung on this tree, right, in 74 years? How many hurricanes has this tree survived in 74 years? How many spring break partiers has this tree? And let me tell you, it was hot and heavy with spring breakers when we were there. So, you know, there was a peculiar odor of something they were smoking, and I'm not sure exactly what that was. But anyway, so it was just, you know, I'm thinking that this is really endured. And then I read verse 13. My translation says, instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper. Ah. And instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. And I'm thinking, there it is. The Lord just sent me another picture of his great love that endures forever. Mm-hmm. And all of these benefits that we can receive through a relationship with Christ, we get them forever. We're waiting for them sometime down the road when the roll is called up yonder. No, we get them now. We have the benefit of the joy, peace, kindness, and goodness of God that came looking for us. Now and forever. And it will endure. It will endure all the rugrats. It will endure all the spring breakers. It will endure all the hurricanes, all the storms of life. It will endure forever. Thanks be to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So my application is to apply all of God's word. Apply the vast richness of his word to my life and help other people to have it all. And have the joy and the peace that comes with all of God's word, who is Jesus Christ. And he has accomplished that for us. And here's my prayer. Lord, help me to see the depth of your word and the beauty of your grace. Help me to see Christ in this passage and his wondrous love and care for me. And help me to share the feast. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. 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 Thank